best team of the A-League era.
And it goes. Ball! 2-2! Unbelievable! Eric Partaloo, and they pulled it out of the fire right at the death, Brisbane!
The spawning salmon!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode whatever we're up to of Bridge City. Once again, didn't prepare and don't know what fucking episode we've done, but episode 23, is it, mate?
Who knows?
We're in the 20s.
I'd have to open Canva and have a look.
Okay, let's start again. Welcome, everyone, to Bridge City. This week, Sam and I are going to, first of all, apologize for missing out on an episode last week. Just being too busy, sorry. And this week, we're going to have a quick chat about the weekend's game against the Wanderers. And we're going to have a quick look at the run home that the men have got for the last, I think we've got four rounds to go. So we'll have a have a look at them and sort of discuss our chances from there. But Sam, first of all, mate, what's going on? You all good? How's you going? What's happening?
Yeah. Cruising along, getting there, enjoying life.
Living, laughing, loving.
I got to watch a hell of a lot of sport on the weekend, so I was quite happy. It was only on the iPad, but I thought that I'd let the rest of the family watch the actual television for once. And so I had the football on my phone. I had the NRL on the iPad. It is a
pretty good time of the year for people like us who enjoy the league and the football and the NBA and the Premier League and all of the other leagues going on over in Europe. It's a great time of year. I haven't had a whole lot going on. I'm basically well and truly into the swing of things for my training for Gold Coast Strongest. Tweaked my lat last night, which is a first for me. So, which it's really surprising how much. Yeah, I was basically not warming up, didn't warm up properly and jumped straight in with the big boys with old Jason Stone Daddy. Yeah, yep. And he just tells you not to be a wuss and just, warm ups. You don't need a warm up. Evidently, I do. So, yeah, I've got a sore lat and it's really weird. You find out how much that muscle gets used.
Oh, yeah. Mine gets really sore because I overuse it through work and I overuse just one side.
Yeah.
So I get it like real bad. So yeah, I wouldn't want to injure it. That's for sure.
No, it's not. Luckily, it's not too bad. Like I stopped, pulled myself up when I felt it sort of get a little bit sore after I'd finished the set. Jason told me to go heavier and I was like, no. But yeah, it's definitely, I'm glad I didn't push it. Otherwise I probably would be in some trouble. But yeah, besides that, just excited to discuss a rare win for Brisbane Roar. Rare.
It's the exact same performance, the exact same statistical setup, and we played the same style of football. It's just for once it's actually paid off.
Yeah, and again, mate, it's one of those games where like we probably should have been up a few more goals, you know? Like
I really feel like it's, and I don't think it's anything on anyone that's up the front. I feel like we just keep trying to walk it in. That's all it seems to be. It's not, no one just wanting to have a ping.
Yeah. I think, we probably every week it kind of sounds the same when we're sort of talking about this, but it's been that way for Brisbane for a long time, man. Like I think, since, we had in the years when we had players like Berisha and, obviously Broish and some of those players who would shoot on site and have a go.
Yeah.
We then went to, we had a little run there where we had
Adam Taggart as well. Yeah.
We had Taggart and McLaren. But besides that, it's been like it seems like Brisbane just revert to trying to pass it around 100 times around the box without anyone.
Yeah. That's what I just jumped on to have a quick look at that little stat. And possession wise, it's pretty. Our passes are pretty normal, so I was expecting to see it higher than it. We had 550 passes to their 490, so I mean, was expecting to see more than that on there.
Looking at the stats now, actually see that the Wanderers actually had more shots and more shots on target. But I think,
yep,
I don't know, I feel like some of our chances felt like they were a little bit better than what the Wanderers had.
Yeah, well, all four of our chances should have been four goals.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Their seven chances, I think two of them definitely should have been goals. That one that they fucking missed from pretty much in front is a blessing for us. But yeah, I think there was only two others that that really should have gone in, but Macklin Freak fucking saved them out of his asshole. And then the penalty. So
yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit. But yeah. I thought something that's been a little bit promising over the last probably 3 weeks has been a noticeable shift, I think, in the mentality more than anything for Aldred.
Oh God, yeah.
I think
what I was thinking the other day was, I wonder if he's actually signed now. Like,
yeah.
I wonder if he's actually finished doing whatever he needed to do. Whether he signed with someone else or signed back with us, I feel like the negotiations are over because his mind's completely on the football again.
Yeah, I think they did mention in the telecast that he still hasn't signed. But yeah, I sort of tend to agree with you. I mean, as I was called out for on Twitter when I said that I thought that he had a pretty good game, it was quickly pointed out to me that he was at fault for maybe he was at fault for their goal, at fault for the corner that they conceded from as well, that we conceded from. And then they said he was at fault for the penalty, but I mean, he couldn't do anything about that. So I don't count that.
I wouldn't. If that's going to hit anyone's arm, that's just naturally where your arms go. It's just.
If it was given against, if it was given against us, you'd be like, yeah, whatever. Like,
yeah,
it's, I mean, it was given against us, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
given for us. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just one of those things that the ball hits the hand when your arm's out like that, it's going to be a penalty.
Yeah. And it was heading towards the goal. So, yeah, I feel like it's a penalty every day of the week.
Yeah,
so.
The commentators, I think, I can't remember. I think it might have been Robbie Thompson that was one of the commentators, was saying that he didn't have time to react because the ball came off the head so fast. And it's like, well, that's the thing. Like, his hand was in the way.
I think the thing that the commentators seemed to be going on about was you couldn't really tell if it came off his chest first onto his arm. And they were like, you can't. So you just go with what the frames show you, and what the frames showed was it looked like it just went bang straight into the arm. So,
yeah. But, penalty aside, and obviously he did make a couple of little errors there, but I think he has looked like a different player the last couple of weeks.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, it'd be interesting, mate, see if your theory on him having signed one way or the other sort of whether.
Yeah, well, I did read, the Raw Supporters Federation.
Yep.
They had whatever, they must have like meetings with Zach.
Oh, who knows
and
what
so they
asked.
They asked a bunch of questions and they've got answers on here, but obviously Zach sort of like can't really tell you anything.
Yeah.
So it was one of those sort of ones where it was like nothing's confirmed, but something. Next month we'll have news about the coach. So when the season's over, we'll have a news about what's happening with the coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Other coaching staff we'll also find out about as well. What was the other one? The multiple players. Yes, we have multiple players on multiple year deals. Plus, we have already started recruiting and signing players. We will we will see most of our ALW players play in MPLW as well in the long season. So that's pretty cool too. So yeah, so it's probably couldn't really obviously say anything about anyone that's off contract because the negotiations are still in process. So that makes sense. So, but obviously they've got news that's coming. So
there's In the world of live music, underground music, there's like this ongoing thing that's been happening, basically ever since MySpace was a thing when bands and artists started using it to promote themselves. Little bands that no one gives a fuck about have a real tendency to say, make a post to say big things coming, big announcement coming soon.
Yeah.
Like, we have a big announcement to announce that we're making a big announcement soon. And it's a big announcement that no one gives a shit about. But hopefully, maybe we will have
some people, yep, over the next 2 weeks.
Well, just on that, mate, info. If they've sort of said there that they've made a decision on the coaching for next year, do you think Zadkovich has done enough in the last 5 or 6 weeks?
Definitely.
Yeah?
He looks comfortable. Which is the main thing. I feel like if he was just an interim coach still, I think, yeah, you would see him winding back now. Like, he just wouldn't be giving as much of a shit and wouldn't be looking as comfortable on the sideline as he has. Yeah. I reckon for sure he's probably got a good 2 year deal.
I was on what your train of thought there, I'm in two minds. Like, I personally think he has done enough earn a year extension, a 2 year deal. But also watching him on the game on the weekend, he was so relaxed and so casual. I was thinking to myself, does he know that he's not going to be here next season? And it's just, oh well, let's have a bit of fun now.
Just enjoy yourself. Well, but I mean, yeah, maybe that, or maybe just the fact that everything was going to plan for once.
Possibly, yeah. I thought we were
up since the 32nd minute, and yeah, no, I feel like you saw it when their first goal went in. You saw him get up and get fucking angry, and I don't know who it was that he was going at, but someone was doing something very wrong, and he was then picked up on the effects mic. Him telling someone that that's not your fucking job.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, yeah. But, yeah, no, he did look casual, didn't he?
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I personally think he's earned the right to have a crack for the next couple of years. Yeah. And it would be interesting to see what he would do with, like if Zach and Kaz are trying to get the resources to make a couple of signings, to see what he could do. Well, look, that's sort of looking ahead to next season. Let's, mate, look ahead to the next 4 games, the remainder of the season that we've got. Yeah. We're still a mathematical chance at this stage. I think we need to win every game from now on.
Well, basically, it's just win every game and people above us need to just lose one.
We had a few games go our way.
Very, very lucky on the weekend. All of them. Every game that needed to go our way went our way on the weekend. It was amazing. So we had, so we've got 4th place is Sydney FC and 5th place is MacArthur on 35 points. Then Western Sydney's on 34 points in 6th. Then you've got Melbourne City on 30, Brisbane Roar on 29, and Adelaide United on 28.
Yeah, okay.
So Western Sydney and I think Melbourne have to verse each other as well. So there is a bit of play that can happen.
No, the Melbourne derby was on the weekend.
No, no, that's the Melbourne one. I think Western Sydney and Melbourne City.
Oh, Western Sydney, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think they've got to verse each other yet. And then we've got to play Adelaide United. So, like, yeah, it'll really come down to whether us guys around the 4th to 9th.
Yep.
Can hold our own and win games, or if we, yeah.
So what have we got? We got Newcastle this weekend.
Yeah, so we've got Newcastle, Melbourne Victory, and Adelaide United left. So if we could take 2 of those, realistically, probably be pretty hard. But one we should get. We should beat Newcastle Jets.
You would think so.
You would think so, yeah. Victory probably shouldn't beat, and Adelaide United, really off recent form, we probably shouldn't beat either. So,
well, I think we should beat Adelaide.
We should because of where they are on the ladder.
Yeah.
So it'd be lovely if we could get 2, from those last, what is it, 4? Last 3 games. There's only 3 games left.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought we had 4 left.
I think 3. Some people might have 4 left.
Okay. All right, so what have we got?
I'm just bringing them all up.
Would you say Newcastle, Melbourne Victory, and then Adelaide.
And then Adelaide, yeah.
So two home games and one away.
Yep.
Melbourne away, Melbourne
So
Victory away will be tough because they're fighting for the premiership.
yeah, for premiership, yep.
So they're going to
So you can
be
you can pretty much
on
put a
tour.
line through that one. Adelaide have got MacArthur to play this weekend, so MacArthur's been doing all right. Yeah, oh, it's the Sydney Derby this weekend.
Ah, right.
Western Sydney versus Sydney, so they versus each other,
So we
and
want, who do we
then
want? We want Western Sydney to win, or
no, or either one because they're both on the same points,
we
I'm pretty
never
sure,
want
isn't it?
Sydney FC to win.
No,
That's
we want a
a
draw. You want a
trick
draw
question.
in that one. Yeah, basically just one of them. So whoever's on the highest amount of points, you probably want them to win. You probably want Sydney FC to win, actually. Then you want Perth to beat Melbourne City. You want Brisbane to beat Newcastle Jets, and you want MacArthur to beat Adelaide United. Then Adelaide have another game, which is in against Western United. That's sort of a catch-up game, and then
I think MacArthur will struggle against Adelaide in Adelaide this weekend. It's Aaron Kunda's last game
oh, see,
at Coopers.
so that'll be
Yeah, so
hectic.
I think the Adelaide fans and the Adelaide team are going to be up for it to give him a big farewell. So that'll be tough for MacArthur, I reckon.
Hell yeah. And then Western Sydney have got a verse Melbourne City the following week. And then the last week we verse Adelaide and everyone else is sort of versing everyone else. So yeah, it's gonna really be a it's gonna be a real tough last 3 weeks for us.
Well, it's been a pretty fucking tough year, so
Oh yeah.
yeah,
Well,
but
actually, they don't have match day 27 on this list yet. Just says match day 26 of 27 on Google. I would
I'll have
have
a
to
look.
look further into that.
Let's
Yeah.
have a look at the actual A-League maybe website or something, A-League
Yeah.
fixtures. Once again, something we probably should have done before we started the episode, but
That's all right.
it's just the way
That's
we
how we
roll.
roll.
Adelaide fixture.
While we're having a fiddle, did you get to see the Melbourne Derby? Did you watch it all of
I
it, or
watched a bunch of it. Yeah.
did you see the lady playing violin at the start?
No, I missed that.
Oh, I'm sitting there because I got my headphones on,
Yeah.
ignoring everyone in the house like a real piece of shit. And yeah, it playing was just like the Seven Nation Army.
Yeah, I've heard all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she played that. It was just, yeah, I was just sitting there going, this is better than any grand final fucking entertainment I've ever seen. And it's just a lady playing a bloody violin to Seven Nation Army.
Yeah,
Just because
right.
the crowd was getting so fucking behind it. It was
It's
so
become
good.
like a bit of a thing online as well. I know I've seen it all over Twitter. I'm not sure if people are taking the piss or not. So I haven't actually watched it yet, but
No, she's yeah, you saw her face go, holy shit, like during it, like didn't realize that it would sort of take the effect that it did. So she yeah, you could see her effect on it. But yeah, it was so funny. I was like going, yeah, and like Kristen's like, what the fuck are you on about? Like, it was so amazing.
yeah, mate, I'm just having a look on the Raw website. The only fixtures that they've got listed are the home. Oh no, they've got, here we go. Yes. Yeah, so three games left.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Newcastle, Melbourne in Melbourne, and then Adelaide at home. But yeah, it does on Google, it does say 26 of 27, match day 26 of 27. Oh, that's weird.
And then
Anyway, so
maybe we originally had 27 and we reduced it by 1 week to just for scheduling, maybe.
who knows what the
Could have
A-League
been,
does,
yeah.
mate? Who don't try and read
Yep.
the mind of the APL? All right, so it's within reach. It's not a
Yeah.
fantasy to think that we don't make finals, but if you're a
And if
realist,
it, yeah. Like, I mean, I think the best outcome that we could hope for is finishing on 35 points. So basically, we just need Western Sydney, Melbourne City, to lose all of their games from here on out, and they both verse each other. So it's pretty hard for us to get there. If we win all three, it literally just we're just yeah want Melbourne City or Western Sydney to just fail their way for the rest of the year, be it really.
So
But
it's not purely mathematical yet, but it's very close.
yeah,
Yeah.
and it's highly unprobable.
If we lose this weekend against Newcastle, that's probably season
That's
over
it.
for us. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that'll be season over because, yeah, we've got to verse Adelaide, Western's. So Sydney's got to verse, yeah. So Sydney FC, MacArthur, Western Sydney, Melbourne City, Brisbane Roar, and Adelaide, and Newcastle Jets. We all verse each other over the next 3 weeks. So the ones that
That's
are all in the title race are all versing each
it's
other.
funny. I know what some of the comments on this episode are going to be about already. It's going to be because you say verse players, teams versing that we're
Oh,
versing them.
sorry.
Yeah, I just know
So it's...
that's what's going to happen. So everyone, rip into Sam.
Yeah, suck my dick. Teams versing the team.
verse my dick. What was I going to say? Something about I can't remember.
When
Just that
Thomas Waddingham had his 19th birthday on our game. Did you know that?
19th.
Yeah, it was his 19th birthday on the win.
Didn't
Well,
get a
well
goal before
done,
bugger, but I
Waddington.
think
Well done.
it's unfair. I know that a lot of people are probably saying, like the fact that we're talking about the fact that we can't finish. And probably saying, "Oh, Waddingham's not up to it." I think he's 100% up to it. After this, he's had a whole season now, and I think for an 18-year-old kid in
It's
his first
ridiculous.
season, he's done pretty good.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. You forget that that's how young he is,
Yeah.
because he has such a mature head on his shoulders that it's just fucking awesome
Yeah,
to see.
I
And
really
he'll
hope.
definitely hope that he stays around.
Hope that we keep him for a couple of seasons. Hope that Melbourne City don't come sniffing, or one of those Melbourne Victory or someone don't come
Northern
sniffing for
Fury
him
or
and put him on
something.
the bench. And yeah, I hope he stays with Brisbane. I hope Ruben or pardon me, whoever the manager is next season. I hope for stability's sake that they just stay with Ruben. We've had six in a year now. Like, let's just
Yeah.
stick with someone.
It makes sense, doesn't it, to
Yeah.
stay with the one fucking coach. So.
Yeah. Let's hope that he sticks around, he keeps
Whoa.
spotting him,
I'll go to that after.
and then that we get like a really good quality striker to come in
Oh, well,
and
that's exactly what I think
score
too.
some
Yeah.
goals and mentor him. Yeah. What were
Yep.
you going to
We
say, mate?
definitely need someone with him. So I was just having a look on aleaguestats.com. Should have read this last week because yeah, it was ominous. Western Sydney Wanderers have not won their last four matches when they've hosted Brisbane Roar. They've also not beaten Brisbane Roar in the last eight matches
They
between the
actually
two teams.
they mentioned those stats on the
Wow.
telecast. Yeah, on the broadcast. Mate, I just thought of something that
I would have felt a bit more confident
I just
then.
thought of something that I wanted to actually mention at the top of the show, and I can't believe I forgot about it. But we once again, mate, have to say a massive thank you to Matt Mackay for the
Oh,
last
shit, yeah,
episode.
man. It was so awesome.
The reaction to it's been great. I've had like a bunch of mates, like even today I had Taylor and Anthony reached out to me and say that he had a
Sweet.
listen and enjoyed
Ah,
it. And
good.
I think we also need to just say and like another thank you to Matt, because we didn't plan to put that episode up on YouTube. We didn't
Yeah.
plan like it's just one of those
If
things
it's
like
not apparent, if you've watched it, it's probably very apparent. I'm lucky I have a shirt on, really, so
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it if we were sitting here looking like a pair of
I
sweaty yeah, but
look like a proper neckbeard in it, so
it's just funny, like sometimes I watch you in some of it and you're like looking at Matt Mackay like and then it comes to me and I'm looking at him like that. I'm like
yeah.
yeah, it's
So I was, if I thought that I was, because I'm looking away at the screen and stuff as well while I'm trying to
yeah.
bring up the things
So
that we're talking about, and
shout out to Matt, because when we record these episodes on Zoom, it automatically records both the video and the audio. So normally what I do is I just take the audio and create the podcast and then delete the video. But I figured, seeing as we had it, we'd ask him if we could use it on YouTube. And he said yes straight away, no dramas. So this is
lovely.
Yeah. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I would recommend jump on YouTube and look up Bridge City Podcast, Matt Mackay.
You can even just look up Brisbane Roar Podcast. It's the second or third video.
Yeah, that changes from person to person, those results that come up. So, but I think if you Google Brisbane Roar Bridge City Podcast, we've only got two episodes so far up on YouTube. So, it was just thinking back on it now, like it was such a cool thing. And I can't believe it happened.
It's like, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, sweet. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. So I know there's a couple of other players that listen. So if you guys are listening and you want to have a chat, slide into the old DMs. Ange Postecoglou, if you're listening.
Yeah, Ange, if you're still listening, if you haven't fallen asleep.
Still after those business class flights to London, mate. I've got a $35 Officeworks microphone. Sam, what are you operating with there?
I'm operating on a $3 find at a garage sale.
Yeah.
And it's probably the best quality microphone I've ever owned. So,
we'll bring the quality to London, Hench, and don't worry, we'll make you look good compared to us anyway. Look, Sam, we're going to run out of time, mate. There's not really much else for us to talk about tonight. So, I guess
hope that we fucking win on the weekend.
Yes, we need a win. Also, an idea that you and I floated, mate, before we close this one out was we're thinking about doing a postseason Bridge City podcast barbecue up in Brisbane, just like a little meet and greet. So you guys can put names to the, what is it, faces to the names. You know, probably more than likely will just be a couple of our mates that we'll invite that'll turn up. But if anyone else is out there, Sam and I will we'll sort of come up with the plan. More than likely, it'll be like maybe New Farm Park on maybe a Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon or something. We just thought we'd put it out there that's what we're looking at doing. So just a little way to say thank you to everyone for your support on the podcast this year. So, mate, three games to go. Brisbane need to win against Newcastle this weekend.
We'll be watching from pretty much, what was it, the Friday night game, the Adelaide-MacArthur game. We'll be watching very intensely from that moment because that's the first two teams that are involved that we sort of need them both to lose.
So let's hope Ruben gets them up for the last couple of games and sneaks us into the finals, and then from there, anything can happen. The magic of the cup. That didn't quite work out.
Magic of the toilet seat.
Magic of the toilet seat. Magic of the seat. All right. Speaking of which, I need to go to the loo, so we should
nice
finish on that note, on that very brown note. All right. This has been Bridge City episode 20-something. 23. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm Andrew.
I'm Sam.
And we'll see you guys next week.